Ladies and gentlemen, at this time every week, you usually hear a message about our product. This week, our sponsor has turned over the time to a very good friend of ours, who is coming on stage now, Mr. Cary Grant. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, C.B. My good evening, friends. I'd like to tell you a story about a young man who lived with his father and mother on a farm along the Mississippi, just south of Memphis on the Arkansas side. As a boy, he wasn't much on European history. He didn't know much about science, but he didn't know the exact hour the morning glory curled up to sleep out the sun, and he could call more horses by their first names than he could people. When he was small, he got pleasure on hot days just digging his toes into the Mississippi mud in cool spots, shaded by willow trees. And when he became older, he got pleasure from knowing that his mother and father could take it easier because he was a good boy to have on the farm. Yeah, and then there came a day when that European history he knew so little about changed things along that Mississippi, as it had changed things from New York Harbor to the Golden Gate. And there came another day when this boy was tripping the tail guns of a flying fortress and shooting at zeros on the wing, as he had shot crows on the wing, east of Pine Bluff. And came one moment when a cannon shell hit the bomb bay of his plane. And that was all. Yeah. That was all except for a human bond that linked this boy with all he held dear he paid with his own life. If he could give that much for his bond, how much will you and I give for the kind of bond that links our nation together? How much will you loan, not give, to our second war loan for $13 billion to give us strength to crush the forces that took this boy from that farm along the Mississippi? Well, thank you, C.B., and good night.
Cary Grant. Cary Grant has shown us one way we can all reply to the warlords of Japan who have murdered American prisoners. Now we again present the stars of tonight's play, Bill Powell and Rita Hayworth.
Thank you, Cecil. And as a fellow bond salesman, may I venture the opinion that Cary Grant is tops.
You may. And I saw a picture the other day, Bill, that's going to help us all sell a lot more bonds. It's called Desert Victory.
I've heard of it, Mr. DeMille.
It's a true camera report of the advance of the British Eighth Army across North Africa. And it shows how American-made equipment, like the General Sherman tanks, helped win a great victory.
Everybody's talking about that picture, Cecil.
It was produced by Lieutenant Colonel David MacDonald, who used to be my assistant director. And when Mr. Churchill saw the film, he sent Colonel MacDonald by bomber to America to show the picture at the White House. Mrs. Roosevelt reports in her column that the president was deeply impressed with it. And I'm sure everyone else will be, too.
I'm very anxious to see it, Mr. DeMille. Oh, incidentally, Bill, I heard you selling bonds on the radio last Thursday, and I thought you were terrific, too.
Funny. That's the very word two soldiers used about you today, Rita. They said you'd been to their camp with a show.
How do you get time to make pictures of all the camp shows you do, Rita?
Well, I'm just rehearsing for a picture now, Bill.
Almost a vacation.
Well, you can call dancing 4 hours a day a vacation.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be for me. I suppose you spend your... I suppose you spend your evenings at the Hollywood canteen dancing some more.
At the canteen, yes, but not dancing. I'm a sandwich and coffee girl there.
Hmm. No wonder they had to ration coffee. What's on the bill for next week, Cecil?
The United States Navy. Because our play is The Navy Comes Through. And our stars will be Pat O'Brien, Joan Bennett, and George Murphy.